as I drive across the East Haddam Swing Bridge, it's hard to imagine that the 19th century Goodspeed Opera House, looking like a wedding cake on the Connecticut River, was anything but a place for musical theatre. Yet, in addition to a performance space, it served as a passenger terminal for a steamboat line. It was the town's general store, post office, dentist's office, and even a parking garage. Thanks to a series of very fortunate events, its restoration in 1963, after a period of neglect, was followed by 19 productions that went on to Broadway, receiving more than a dozen Tony Awards. In 2006, another fortunate event, a set of strategic business decisions saved Goodspeed yet again. Executive Director Michael Price told me that although at the time they had no idea that the Great Recession was coming, it was the smart thing to do from a business standpoint.
We changed the way we financed some of our productions, altered the balance in the number of weeks we produce each show. We safeguarded ourselves in terms of an aggressive capacity control pricing of our product, which means ticket sales. And we came through the recession without a dip at all in our attendance whatsoever.
Price says 140,000 people come to see musicals at the Goodspeed each year, and he'd be happy if that number grew by 2% annually. Plans are underway to reach out to a new demographic through social media. Of late, the theatre has shown more popular musicals like Camelot and Mame. In the past, it tended to favor lesser-known productions. Donna Lynn Hilton, Goodspeed's line producer, says during the economic downturn, the team discussed strategies around programming. Hilton says they came up with a formula that factors in the need to fill seats, but there is artistic flexibility within that.
It is true that we have programmed titles that might have a little bit more name recognition, and it is to some degree a response to economic impact, but not completely. In our 50th anniversary season, we were really able to program what we wanted to, as well as what we thought would deliver at the box office.
This year's musical comedy, Good News, says Hilton, is an example of a revival that's a completely new production for a modern-day audience. Goodspeed has the freedom to do that, she says, because of its loyal patrons. Look at that crowd up ahead. I chatted with Beth Richter during the intermission of Hello, Dolly.
We've been coming here since my daughter was two. We live in Hamden, so it's a long drive for us, and we make an annual pilgrimage just to see one of the shows every summer.
This year, the state provided $100,000, which is 1% of Goodspeed's operating budget. Gone are the days of corporate funding, says Executive Director Michael Price. It's the 7,000 wealthy annual contributors who keep the curtain rising.
The state of Connecticut has the largest number of professional theaters per capita in the country. I think our state is a wonderful incubator for talent, and will continue to be so.
The Goodspeed has a $1 million construction loan for its artists' village, a housing complex for actors that's currently being repaid by pledge money. The nonprofit theater would be in the red if it relied only on box office revenue, but it's able to close the gap with fundraising dollars. In the long run, Price's goal is to increase the inventory. In theater lingo, that means increasing the number of weeks a production runs given the available seats. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.